Christmas Eve, 1986. My wujek Bill, which means uncle in Polish, pulls a revolver from his coffee table drawer. I'm freshly 9 years old, surrounded by my Polish relatives, all of whom immigrated to the States at the conclusion of World War II. My mother, a feisty, red-headed Irish-American woman from South Philly, took a long pull from her Virginia Slim, eyes bulging out of her head at the sight of my uncle casually showing her G.I. Joe enamored child a revolver. This house is tiny, covered in 80s wood paneling installed by my handy father, punctuated by photographs of Polish Pope John Paul, with American flags and photos of Kennedy and Reagan all across the walls. The house is filled with Polish and broken English, seemingly intertwined to form a secret patois that only my father can understand, the language of immigrants, almost harmonious and musical. I cannot make out any of it. My two brothers, Dave and Dan, are seated with my mother at the dining room table, closer to the heady mix of butter, fermented foods, kielbasa, and pierogi emanating from the tiny kitchen. I'm seated next to my uncle, and his Pall Mall dangled dangerously from his lips as he examined the revolver, and I was sat next to him on the slip-covered couch, you know, the kind that has the plastic you have to peel yourself off of in the summer. I've never seen a gun before, let alone one that was mere inches from my tiny hands. He put the cigarette in an ashtray and through his thick Polish accent said, "Do you know why I have a gun?" And before I could even mutter an answer, he broke into a diatribe. While in Poland, the Russians invaded, yanked us out of our homes, and put us on trains to Siberia. And once that word Siberia kind of ricochets off of that wood paneling, my Polish relatives begin, like they always do, recounting the horrors faced while in Soviet captivity. And there's just enough space for everybody to tell their story. My uncle says to me, "Do you love your country?" I stuttered. I mean, I pledged allegiance every morning, but my exposure to patriotism was through Hulk Hogan. I said my prayers, ate my vitamins, trained, played with the occasional G.I. Joe action figure and cartoon, and that was the extent that I knew of the United States. But even before I could speak, he stopped me. And he was holding the gun vertically in his palm right to my face. And he goes, "In this country, nobody pulls you out of your bed at night. Nobody sends you on a train. Nobody starves you. If anyone comes through my front door," and he points the gun like he had practiced this 1,000 times, "I can defend myself and be defended by this country." Now, he's long gone, but I wonder if alive during this milieu, would he feel the same way? I'm Nick Cupsey, and this is the time that I felt American.